Mr. Dobson, Reel 20. No, you're just on the subject of brothels there when we finished.
Yeah, it's clearly, gone with me, I mean, really, we were innocents, to be honest. And, we didn't have any money. I only had a few pounds, we didn't get paid very much. But I had it in credits. I've drawn some money down and I'm leaving, I don't know. So the men have been down there. The next time I saw him, was on the plane coming back. So I went to Edinburgh. We had a nice bill of mine. And, we still had a long johns on, we went to Edinburgh, we had a long john on. I remember I took them off of the bed. And we're gone the next morning. Anyway, this mama's son, and we picked them up, washed them, took them home, but he didn't convict what you call
it. Is this a Japanese cleaner?
Mama's son, she brought them back at all. And all that, and we thought we lost them, she'd had them.
Did you have much to do with the Japanese while you were out there?
Well, in the bars, it was mostly the women from dancing and that, you said the dancing and that, and drink. But, I think they were a bit standoffish, so we were very careful, we were told about it,
What were you told?
We were told about disease, I've told you about that disease, so that almost was never going to get that.
So you didn't visit the brothels yourself?
No, I didn't. I nearly did, I used to laugh just as you went out the campus, it has a meaning like for the contraceptives and all this stuff where it's supposed to carry in a rush in privates and nothing like that, they don't know what's happening with it. And yeah, he's supposed to carry in the condoms now for the one day, you must carry in there, why? When you didn't use them, you have to carry in. And we used to open, we used to get the resins and all that, and we drink. I think I used to be a bit tankish, but I always managed to get back to the Philippa, But it was there that they got sent for, and caught the lawyer, and he'd get in the water to get in.
And that's when he got to find out when he was
in Japan, that's what, he didn't get the water then, he'd been told he was going to do it. And go back and come back to Korea, of course. So, I enjoyed it. It did me good.
Was that how long were you in Japan? It was five days.
Less than 2 years.
And it was just 5 days of sightseeing and drinking?
It was nice, man. When we didn't control the guards, we had to watch the end of the battle and didn't know how to do it. Just to get over
here. And the city was full of soldiers? You mentioned Australians and Canadians?
Americans, it's one of the institutions at the time.
Did everybody get on all right? Was much trouble?
Well, they reckon we used to be fighting, but the lads I was with, the ones we used to be, the lessons and that, we had to win and that. And the other guy again, there's a good laugh, joke, drink, and that's. Really, I wasn't a heavy smoker until I went there. And for a while, cigarettes is there, there's any more of them. People are just puffing away. That's what we were resolving. That's that. I kept my own issue. I didn't bring them away. I kept them.
Yes, because you said you used to give your cigarettes away. Did you see much evidence of the war in Japan? I'm talking about the Second World War. There was a.
No, I can't see anything about that.
Because you've been to Berlin as well, hadn't you?
Yeah, that was the shadow of war in 1951. There was still disagreement, not much.
But Tokyo was.
I can't remember any Tokyo bomb sites or anything like that. I can't remember anything like that. I remember he makes it a bomb, I mean, just outside the gates. Just come out and turn right. 50 yards, and then he's gone. And that was the main leap point for him. And
so this was, you think this was before the Christmas?
I think it was. Because we were in reserve, after we'd been in front of the tabernacle come up. We were in reserve because when I come back, the day I went back, the Sergeant Major Gibbons pulled up the ash on the bridge over the river, the engine. I think they called the bridge, the Pintail Bridge, I guess. And the woman goes on guard. Well, I just been there and lay there. I was dog tired and knackered. And there was, the tent of the river marquee under the bridge on the Pebble Beach, an image. And that was where he camped on before he stopped living there, on guard. And he beds, and I just lie down on the pebble, you have to sleep, you could. That was it. When you did your skip on the bridge, the password, where you was anybody knew it there. When you stopped them, the Yanks or the Canadians or anybody. So that would be time in the banjo. I've always wanted that one.
And you came back and you were in reserve when you came back, so it must have been before the Christmas.
Yeah. Run. And so I come back and I did it again. And it's like amazing, just did it. Like I used to get on really with me and I was pretty
easy. So to get back to where we got to in the story, you'd come out of the front line and you went to Camp Casey.
Yeah, it was a big valley,
I was going to ask you where it was. How far behind the line was it?
It was well behind. That was what you call a country valley. It was like regrouping and getting your strength back and a big relaxation. Like I said, a fair lot of football as well in that competition.
So can you describe it? How big was the camp?
Well, this was a big valley, isn't it?
Can you remember where it was? The nearest town or?
Oh, no, I couldn't tell you about that. Because there wasn't many towns in that. I think that was just a small village or something. The valley or something.
Was it a very long journey from the front line?
Yeah, I think it was in the trucks to get back to there. And, at one side of the valley, it was the mains. And they had the shower that we were organised, kind of tucked out away from the flat. They were really organised. What you have to do, you just have to run over to the shower. And you took your clothes off. And, again, when you had your shower, got your towel and your soap, and you stand there and book niggas now, hard sort of that. And when you come up to the end, you get new kit and everything, And I made that maybe a couple of times when we were going to get out something like that. It was great. And it was a nappy tent there, so it was a big nappy. Good nappy out there. So it was good, for relaxation.
So what sort of size was it? I mean, could you estimate how many it would hold?
Well, you thought about the battalion and 1,000 men.
So it was that big?
Plus singers, the guns, like I said, the other side, the Yanks, there it was a big valley. It was a good one.
What was the accommodation like then?
It was the like the Markings.
So it was tented?
Yeah, it was tented. About 14, 16. In the marquee, there was a bed. In the middle, there was one of them old stools, with three in the middle, so it kept it pretty warm,
Because this would still be winter, it was just beginning of February?
It was coming like that, it was still coming. I mean, the ground was solid.
So in these tents, how many, you say about 14? Oh, what sort of, you had your bed? Yeah. Can't remember what they were.
Like the wired ones, I forget the name of it. It was good bed, like just narrow, you know, blankets.
Did you have to keep them clean?
Oh, yes.
So you were all in the company headquarters, you were all in one tent?
I think there's some signals in there. The town was like one of these little square, and really it was a square, and that was a football field, and then the little grass, and then just little goalposts. Really, we played, the only play there, I think it was 7 Saturday, like, you know, it was quite big. Communal, is that the word? Toilets.
Where were they at?
We were down about the middle of the King Road.
Is this the toilet, man? What were they like then?
It was the little boy, you know, 6, 12 feet or something. And there was about 12 of you sitting there at the table, you know, talking, you know. We had to eat them, like, you know, different things like
that. How did you wash them?
There was a bar, the showers, like that. I think it was a place where I'm trying to think of them now, from us, like a shed at the fair. On the left hand side of the square, and that was where we used to wash my mum and I.
Did you have hot water?
Yeah, we had shooting that.
So there was hot water every day?
Yeah, it was heated up. So that's about. And that was used as the other part of it was used as a brother, nothing for the company that we had. So it gave it a bit of a. Think about you want to have plenty, you want to have more than one.
What other accommodation was there? I presume there was somewhere where you could take your meals.
Yeah, there was a dining area.
Was that just another tent?
Yeah, just another tent. Where you get the
and what were the meals like?
Pretty good. I think it was really Yankee strip, you know. They were catered for you there, like.
With the proper meals and not just ration food?
No, I mean, we just get chickens, turnip, cabbage. I said to be on a lot of things, used to do. So it was
dehydrated.
That's all it used to come.
So was that normal sort of army food?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't eat a bad day, like, you know. We have stuff, but we have a. This way, I didn't. Just enough, yeah, I mean, you could buy tin milk, chocolate, sweets, things like that, and so you didn't just start the afternoon. I mean, I was only on it. I was only out of one the week, you know. That would be me.
That was your pay at the time?
I used to get about, I mean, like £2.50 or £3 or something. But I had put so much in credits in case you lost out, that people. And I used to go. I don't know, the old tent bothers me. He doesn't come back being with it. He's put it in the bank for us, you know. But I used to draw upon the week. But I mean, the stuff was, it was dirt cheap. It was dirt cheap, really.
So there's plenty of food and fresh water and naffy beer, chocolate, that kind of
thing. Yeah, we did parades, and I'd march in all that, had a few days at that.
What was the average day like then at Camp Casey? What time was Reveille?
Well, yeah, I think there, you know, you're talking about 7 o'clock in the morning or something. By the time everybody got washed and your breakfast, you might run for a little bit, see a lunch.
So was there a parade every morning?
Yeah, every morning.
And how strict were they with your uniform? And
well, you just had your guns and all that, you know, that's, and your combats. We had dinner all party uniforms. When we went there, we put them all bags, you know, this sea bags. And they were queuing in Japan. You didn't see them in. And you come home and get them back in the uniform that was in there, shoes and that, you know, so they had your shoes and the old boots. So he was in queue in Japan. But he had to keep it tidy, you know, which was good for himself, wasn't it?
So did you still have to press all your uniform and pull your boots?
No,
wasn't as strict.
And the new boot, just keep it really tidy, you know. Shirts and everything. So it wasn't so bad.
Were you issued with any other kit while you were there?
Not then, it was so bad. I was a witness with them. We couldn't really out there with the night, but we still had a thing like. So it was just with the combat satin trousers and that, you know. Long johns and that, you know. The big part of that, which we had anyway in the night, it was still cool.
So it was still drills in the morning, and were you inspected?
Yeah.
It was still kit inspection.
I mean, you had to shoot it. I was getting your hair cut. You know, we did have the effect barbers. I mean, I didn't do it. I did again. We had barbers and that, you know. There was a lot of creams that they put the hair in. There was a lot of creams that they put the hair in. So, yeah, really just get a hair cut. Mine was just spikes in the hair cut. I had to get it cut short in that hair.
Yeah, because I think we spoke about that earlier, about the lice and the trenches.
Yeah, that's why a lot of the lads did get coming out, you know, very short.
So what kind of things were you doing during the day in Camp Casey? You mentioned the parade. What happened after parade?
Cleaning the area up, that. Exercises and that, you know, PT and that.
Can you remember what sort of things you did then?
Well, you know, the stretching up and jumping up and down like that, and the arms in the air and all that, and like the PT instructor and coming up and that. Plus, I had my jitters in there, couldn't record, you know, if there was any messages to take the headquarter company or anything like that, I always had to go up and down and that. I mean, you couldn't have been there, like I said. So, it was a big place, man. First of all, that's where I first went. Well, not first time, but I did get about a tap of some trouble. You know.
What was that? Do you know what caused that?
Horses. Oh. And this particular night, I was famous. And the central medics told me that. And I had attention from the thing that happened there. The big wagon coming out, they crashed in the other wagon, and I got in there, it's crazy. And it was around, they were on his side. And he parked the ambulance. And he was allowed to have cousins at the house management, which brought him because I got in with his brother, that's what I mean. He got in to tell him that he got his arm there. Somehow we hadn't put my hand here on properly. This is too early. And then I didn't have it and started rolling down. Come down again. And what used to be was there, around the tents, it was for a monsoon weather, you know, was a deep trench. You know, there's no two for us, there's no two for us. weaker than the tenth commandment. Or is it? But we're all into that. We're all into one of them. As I don't know what the hell I would have been. Well, you hadn't put your hand over in the
pocket. And you were carried away in the back of the van.
I was in the back of the van. Anyway, I remember they kept us in a little bit.
So what was the medical treatment like? What was the hospital like?
Well, it was just like the beds what was in the little places they had. There was some of them covered out in there. They got
mosquito net.
There's some ropes. Just made it out of the wounded or something. There was a medical group in Scott. The name was in the water. I did suffer from them. I think you should have come. Yeah, that's enough for his birthday.
And how long you were in the hospital for then?
Yeah, they just kept us in all the measures. Then they took us back to their company.
And how were you after that? Were you okay?
There was one that I went to hear. And it did hers. And I feel it.
So apart from you mentioned a bit of PE, was there any other kind? What other activities did you do during the day?
I think we started the big fields out there, like muckling and that kind of just doing it, bits of skirmish and that, and just to keep me interested in it. So we didn't lose the knowledge of everything we've done there for them. Maybe we were 2 or 3 hours now, and then he's long when he was catching me out for it. You know, I think we did a little bit shooting, up in the valley. But you might be there for 4 or 5 hours, that's what I mean. But anyways, we did go to a leisure camp. I mean, that was where it was for, to be a leisure camp.
So the training part wasn't really that intense?
No.
As other training that you have done in the past, you had done in the past? It would just really keep, as you described, keep your hand in.
Just keep it ready. I think it was once we knew what to do. Big class of the in the front. And I we stood too ready, you know, when we were being out of a really good road, it got stood down. It's been on the mountains, where the mountains were, where I think we went far up. And like, so it got stood down there as we were leaving. It was summertime here. So we went that way, didn't we?
So what kind of recreation things was that to do at Camp Casey?
Well, he used to have the boxing. And then into platoon from the old driving out. The company as well, the principal, you know. I came one of the dukes or something, you know, the cousin. I did play a few of them. So it was just a lot of new rock, new party. Medicals. We did get medicals, I'm not sure what we liked. I don't know how I think this is why later on I did get put into the stores in the actual moment. That was really good.
Were any films?
Oh yes, I feel them. I always get the films on and he's going to news good as well. A lot of films we used to see whether it's movie tour or something, about what was going on in Korea that year, I mean, for the world, man, you should come out, you have to have people like that, for entertainment. But just saw some decent pictures, you know, John Wayne, who's lost all his life, Colin Wilson. You just get your chance, you know. Maybe a couple of them, but not many, but it was. There was part of the army that was left for things like that. Technically, people showing pictures that way. That was their job, so. As well as that, right? You put the time in. I could have stopped there.
Did you get out at all out of the camp?
You were allowed to get out, like, there was a mafia on the road that was running through the valley. You were allowed to run down to that, you know, and I think it was a little battalion, if any, had any beer to see the MC, you know, you had the MC, or you know, the intelligence.
So you could go out and wander about. Was there any towns nearby that you could go to, or villages?
There was one or two up in the valleys, but you know, you couldn't really go that far. Only time I was there, there was the other one in the coast side of the valleys.
So who was there? The whole battalion was there, was it?
Yeah.
So all the Durhams were there. Other battalions?
I think it was there, Duke's, the one who was there, something. And maybe not, you know. English, big mayor, distressing.
And you were still in the company headquarters at this time?
Yes.
Who was the company commander? Was it still?
Major
Loveridge.
Captain.
And Captain Breeny. So you were still all together?
Yeah. I was still on the road, the air and the air crossed the turret thing. Yeah, I didn't know he liked it. I mean, he would be doing that, you know, while we were marching or something like that. He would be standing loving it, and we had it, like, you know. So we had a decent sort of job, you know, didn't we? I've seen him a few times. I could really get him over there, you know. And he's telling me, yeah, with this guy. Yeah. I was like, how are you, Daddy?
We're still in regular contact with Horm.
Oh, yeah, still out there. But I never once told him I was in the company. You know, that's one worry I didn't want him to have. I used to wait and see if I was in rest or I'd been out playing football and anything but see if I was in the front line.
So you'd never actually told your parents you were in the front line?
Several years ago, but I never told them that I was actually in the front line. I didn't know that I was in that particular family. Well, that was nice to get a letter. I tell you what, it was hard being when I used to catch the deal with the people. Yeah. I was doing a little bit caught in there when I think I was doing John.
You got to hear John while you were there, did you?
Well, you might see me soon. I seen some last week getting the John's not in the room. I mean, there's Bruce Norris, isn't there? I mean, from here, I see it. I mean, he was married. I mean, he didn't mind that for you.
But I mean, as you mentioned, it was obviously quite an important thing, the contact with home.
And if you were a person, I don't know what was going to do. You know, I mean, I had a Christmas cake in the year. She locked it up in the tea and that, you know. did get to us all right. I mean, it was in London. The Cornish lads were for these pasties, the Cornish pasties. Then they were all right. When they got there, some of them used to be wrapped in all the other things like that. Standing rooms, you know, it was the standing rooms then. You know, then, and you know, they used to say, it's like readable, the little football, that was then on, and it was great. That's how you should go to. Otherwise, if you didn't hear that at all, there's the next year coming in, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years, 10 years. I used to write, I think, if I could think of anything, I was, you know, I had a deal or something, I'd be 3 years or something.
So the mail was every couple of days, every 2 or 3 days was mail? Was that in the front line as well?
Yeah, they used to pick it up the front line as well. I mean, I kept it in the line, sitting reading the letter from home.